I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. District of Columbia, home of the first place in the NFC East, 3-1 Washington Commanders.
2 weeks straight, right?
Brian?
What up?
You go on the road 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Short week, Monday night, rolling out west, short week into a West Coast trip, and go kick the living S out of an opponent. You got to be fired up about this team.
Yeah. I am, but I keep
that performance.
I kind of keep it a little cautious thing, but
I know.
Just purposely. But that performance was outstanding. I think the defense played a much better game. I'm not going to say they played a perfect game by no stretch of the imagination.
No, but they were much better because they had been awful.
They were much better, but you still got to work on that run. They had almost 200 yards rushing, did they not?
Yeah.
You got to correct
that. Connor was a beast, but...
Connor was definitely a beast. But I think ultimately they held in check Kyler Murray. We both felt they got to keep him corralled in a sense. He couldn't get away. He couldn't get much done. Flip it over offensively. Say what you will about Cliff Kingsbury.
Freaking wagon, dude.
Cliff Kingsbury is running. Listen, I sat there with Santana, and I love sitting with Tanner because Tanner can sit there. As soon as he see it, he'll tell you who's getting the football when it's a pass play. And then on top of it, when you begin to watch how they'll start off with the running back like an I or he's in a T, he switches all the way to the other side. They'll run a fake going back. And Jaden comes out. And then all of a sudden, it's Jaden, two receivers, and two defensive backs. And we talked about this yesterday. That defensive back can't make the damn right decision. When he drops back, Jaden runs 5-7. When he comes forward, he just hits the receiver that he left uncovered. And that's a coach designing that stuff to give you that advantage. And I think yesterday, listen, man, when we saw Cliff walk in,
he was strutting.
When he walked into the stadium, Tennessee, that boy Cliff got that swag.
He's got a strut to him in every stadium. No,
he had a little more swag yesterday.
And, when he walked out. He played it cool when we asked him about it, but it clearly meant something.
Listen, when he walked out, he was like, exact thing. And this is a different person, but every time you ask Zach Ertz about it, he was downplaying it. I say, let him make a play. Then you're going to find out the truth. When he got the two-point conversion, he damn it. Threw the ball through the ground.
You were in the tunnel with me. So Zach Ertz walks off the field down the tunnel towards the locker room. I'm standing on one side. B's on the other. You're standing there with Tana and Brian. I'm standing there with Pete. And Zach Ertz kind of gets just to us and just screams out, "Beat down!" You know what I mean? And he says it a couple more times as he's going in.
But it's like, listen, man. As you get more into this thing, you know how to play it, but you know what you feel, you know? And they wanted to have a good day. And listen, the kid can play. And I'm going to give credit to another kid, Jeremy McNichols.
Sure. What a cool
Jeremy
story.
Jeremy McNichols came out like he was shot out of a damn cannon, dog. That dude plays some ball. But we're going to get into this later on. But our credit pie, I'm going to get credit pie right now. Commanders fans.
They took over.
Took over Phoenix Scottsdale.
Yeah.
They took over it. So
it was that one yesterday, man. Like the Bengals game, they performed at such an incredible offensive level that it was really impressive. But the defense was really, really bad in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as you enjoyed it, it's like I don't know exactly how replicable this formula is. Yesterday, the offense was still just fantastic, and the defense was pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. I mean, defensively, Marvin Harrison got off to that hot start. He only finished the game with 5 for 45.
Yeah.
He had 30 of it in the first quarter, on the first drive. They couldn't stop James Conner. They got trouble in the run game, especially up the middle. I don't think that's a surprise, but they were a lot better at generating pass rush yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought
Dorrance was on.
Luvu, Chin, and Wagner were all over the place.
Luvu is a maniac.
Dorrance Armstrong is a guy that we specifically named. Like, hey, they brought this guy in to be a baller because they thought they saw something in Dallas and give him more opportunity. He could produce more, and that hadn't happened until that game. Which is also kind of interesting because it's Kyler, who's a pretty damn athletic fella behind center. But the story, I fear, not even fear, I know, we're in this like PTSD situation where folks don't know how to react to how great they've looked, particularly offensively, for two straight weeks now.
Yeah.
If you look at Jaden's numbers, B. Normally, we'd be going ballistic because he completed 87% of his passes.
That was yesterday.
But the week before, it was 91. So it's like, you go through the stats, man, and these stats are just absurd. The last time they scored 38 or more in back-to-back games was in 1991.
Yep.
We all know what happened in 1991.
Yes, indeed. But I think the thing of it is this, though, Jay. You can obviously see that the offense is ahead at this point. And I think it's nothing. We're not going out on a limb when we say the defense has to improve, because you know what I know I heard say that? John said it. Dorrance Armstrong said it yesterday. I heard other guys say it too. But as my statement yesterday was this, right when that game ended, I said, if this defense starts playing like we think they can, the league has a problem. Because 5 is special.
That's, I mean, where we've really landed is this place where what do they have in Jaden? And
I don't think it's a what anymore. I just think that now at this point, you got to make sure you, because we know he's going to work. We know he's going to be improving. You got to preserve him. And I don't know if anyone is pissed off of him yesterday because of the runs. Every run, he ran out of bounds. He slid. He did everything he's supposed to do. And
the only little hit he took yesterday that made me nervous, second half, dude kind of came in late and low. In the pocket, I'm saying. On a pass he completed. And it wasn't dirty or cheap or anything, but like, we get so consumed.
But the they tell you you can't go low on a quarterback in
sure.
the pocket.
I know.
I ain't seen
there are lots of rules, but he didn't really connect, but it was just like, it was just the one moment of real pause I had.
I want to give the defense credit, though, because like you said, the first drive they came out, they went down the field. From that point to somewhere in the third quarter late, before the referees start trying to help out the Cardinals late in the game,
those refs were god awful.
How you throw 3-4 penalties like that? This awful.
The taunting is
the
such
taunting
a joke.
Was stupid. He just flipped the ball. You know, whoever that ref is, get out of the NFL and go back to damn Little League football.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals scored.
They held him on 5 possessions to 71 yards.
The Cardinals scored 5 minutes into the game. They got the first drive, went right down the field. They had the long kickoff return, if you remember that. They had 9 plays, 55 yards, 4 first downs on that drive. They scored the touchdown. Kyler to Marvin Harrison. I think that was on fourth down, and they threw it. From there, so that's the 9:50, basically the 10-minute mark of the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't score again until almost the fourth quarter.
I'm saying
they, three straight punts. Then they got the fourth down stop, which was huge. Then another punt to open the half.
Five possessions, 71 yards.
The defense played better, and that's terrific.
They played damn good in that stretch right there.
The story, though, is what do they have in this offense? Because they are explosive. They are moving the ball. What Jaden is doing is incredible. His accuracy is pinpoint. Mm-hmm. The run game, though, B-Rob yesterday, 21, that just the backs, right? So you can remove Jaden's actual yardage. Just the backs went for .170
yeah.
and three touchdowns.
Yeah.
And just the backs, just the running backs averaged 4.8 and 8.5. What is that, about 7 a pop? And B, I'll be honest, you and I talked about this before the game. I didn't know what would happen with Eckler out. I didn't know what would happen with Eckler's playmaking ability out.
What did he say? Somebody has to do what?
I mean.
Next man up.
Sure. But when to his credit, Barstool Nate told us that, and I was like, yeah, sure, I get that that's the theory, but Eckler's really good, and you don't know that you're immediately going to replicate
you
that.
You don't know, but you also, as a front office and a coaching staff, they have a level of faith in the people that they've kept. And last week, it was McNichols who stepped up and put his helmet right in the chest of a linebacker.
Hell of a block.
To allow the ball to get thrown down the field. So the kid doesn't come into this thing with lacking experience. He's been in the situations. And I think when he got in the game yesterday, dog, that little thing I always say, get your name called. He got it called.
He did more than that.
And he also got the coaches are thinking, how else can we get him involved? And I saw the direct snap to Brian yesterday. Hell, I foresee an opportunity where you got Brian Eckler and McNichols on the
they've all been active.
They've had two of them on the field at the same time.
Sure. Okay.
How about all three?
Yeah,
hell, we don't know.
But Eckler in the slot.
Brian can run it could be just a run option, not an RPO. We're not gonna pass it. Ryan, he could ride it into Eckler, and then boom, he got McNichols coming around the other way. Bam. They'll never expect it.
Well, dude.
I'm already drawing up plays, Jay.
I think I was talking with an offensive lineman in the locker room, and they said, breaking news, Landfill. Multiple breaking news this year. Landfill shaved his head. Somebody's offering B. Mitch $200 for a shirt in the chat.
$250. Yours.
Oh, game we got one. A big going?
Game one, baby.
Saying,
game one.
Saying good morning to the boys. A lot of excitement. You saying game worn because you wore it to a game? That's kind of funny.
I didn't even wear it to the game. I wore it after the game.
I saw you.
I wore it to get on the plane.
I saw that.
I didn't want to smell like a smokestack going on the airplane.
Jaden Daniels threw an interception, guys.
Cares.
Jaden Daniels threw an interception.
He's going to throw some of them.
I here's my point. He threw an interception, and they punted for the first time in 3 weeks,
but
they still scored 42.
The interception was – you got to give that dude some credit. That dude got up and
– The interception is dust in the wind.
Dude, I don't
it's completely
care.
Irrelevant.
You know
what? Brian, what I care about is that for the first time in 3 weeks they had to punt, and he threw a pick, and they still scored 42.
Yeah.
The efficiency of this offense – yeah, I mean, the numbers.
It's outstanding.
If you track the numbers, the last time an offense is really this efficient is 07 Pats. That's Randy Moss, Gronk, Brady.
Yeah.
The sample is so small that you got to try to convince yourself not to get too caught up in it because you want to see it over time and you can cherry pick numbers at such a degree right now. But the numbers are overwhelming, B. They are freaking overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
How good. We'll get to credit pies, and there's so many people to give credit to, but Jaden just looks fantastic.
I'll tell you
He's
this.
He's at the top of every list.
What I love about TV broadcasting is when you have the best out there, they know how to tell stories. And as soon as the interception happened, they panned straight to his face. Because if I was on the field with him, I would have waited till he came off the field and just look in his eyes. And let him tell you. You don't have to hear a word. You'll know what he's thinking. And when that camera hit his face, you didn't see disgust or, he was going to get scared. He seemed like, I got it.
Totally.
It seemed like he was so calm. And I'm like, cool. I say, that won't happen again. And there was not another one in that position. Well,
and not to say that like another pick won't happen, but the exact same scenario.
In that scenario, yeah.
Right.
Because in that same play right there, if that ball is about 6-7 inches down, I think Terry has a chance to catch that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Terry got caught on his back foot, or he could have even made more of an attempt to kind of knock it away.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Like, there's so little concern about turning
it. It was up the middle of the field, and he gave somebody a chance. And I think that's all that matters. Because 9 people caught balls yesterday, right? I think it was like 9.
Yeah, I'll confirm
it. If you got 9 people catching balls, if it's 7, 8, or 9 catching balls, you know what teams have to do? Cover the whole damn football field.
9.
Yeah, 9 guys receiving yesterday. You have to cover the whole field. You can't just say, let's stop this one guy.
You know what they...
And even Luke is starting to step up.
What they're doing... I mean, that was a good catch by Luke, by the way. What they're doing so well, and I just looked this number up. Only 4 times yesterday. Only 4 times out of how many offensive plays did they run? Out of 67 plays, only 4 times were they in 3rd and 5 or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you can stay ahead of the chains and your down and distance is going your way,
mm-hmm.
that's what makes offenses so efficient. Jaden was so damn good at early on throwing those anticipatory routes, the quick outs, the little digs. Dude, and then the couple times they did get in bad down and distance, the two that jump out to me off the top of my head, they had the 2nd and 15, and he hits mm-hmm. Luke for the 17-yard gain, yep. like you mentioned. Then there was a 3rd and 13. This is when it was still kind of a game in the third quarter. They had a 3rd and 13, and he found Noah Brown for 14, first down. And there's a theory in the league that there's lots of quarterbacks that can manage a game. There's some that can win you a game. But what quarterbacks prove is when it's 3rd and a bunch, can they make a play to keep your offense on the field?
Yeah.
This kid is, I mean, Brian, he is simply playing at a phenomenally high level. Phenomenally high.
And this is, like, for the people that get so concerned about him running, you know what his running ability does? When people seem to have guys covered and they give 5 yards, he gets the 5 yards. So instead of trying to force one and be 2nd and 10, it's 2nd and 5.
It's another slide yesterday?
It's 2nd and 4.
Yo, left hand up. I am not concerned about the running. I wasn't concerned about the running. When he ran the 16 times in Tampa, I said, it's 2 things. It's his first ever NFL game, and they blitz like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let it play out over time. What is Mike Rizzo? Look at the back of the baseball card. Like, let this thing play out over time. If anybody watched that game yesterday and their takeaway was he runs too much, they're a freaking alien. They're smoking pot with Russ Wilson.
Well, you got
like,
lot,
I don't know what they're thinking.
You got a lot of them out there.
I think that's dissipating, dude.
No, Jay, it's not. I sat there. I went to the little area right next to the stadium. Oh, he got to gain weight. Got to stop. I said, dude, what the hell did you look at? You know, I tell them the truth. But people know why? Because there's narratives that are being played around. And fans got to learn. You can't just jump on every narrative that's out there.
See, I think that is dissipating. Maybe I don't know. Somebody could tell us. We're just getting warmed up. Landfill, phone line's at 11. When do you want to do phones? Plan is 11. It is a victory Monday. Commanders scored 42, all right? The last time they scored this much this frequently, they won a Super Bowl. That's just facts. Also, just so everybody understands.
Jay, we're going to win a Super Bowl.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the last
time. When you make those comparisons, somebody going to take that as
there's
JP just said we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, those people are idiots because I'm not making a comparison. I'm just telling you, statistically, the last time they scored 38 or more in back-to-back games was 1991. The other thing I'm going to tell you is apparently about 3 minutes before the show, Jeff called Landfill and said he forgot his shirt. I have no idea how that occurs, but here we are. It's Victory Monday in the district.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through the humidity. So now is the time to switch to Rude. Take advantage of Rude's $2,000 tax credits. And Maryland residents, you can even score exclusive rebates from Rude. I personally switched my house over to Rude and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rude.com to find your savings. That's RUUD.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. Rude can go to Arizona and make a lot of money. And remember, if it ain't Rude, it ain't right.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on. B. Mitchell Finley.
Going on right here.
So, speaking of celebrations, Brian might be selling his. I mean, you might as well show it. All the people in the YouTube stream are fired up about this Commanders baseball jersey B's wearing. I can only imagine. If I had to guess, will anybody go higher than 0.01 on how much B paid for this? I will take the under on 0.01. Exactly.
I will go against you.
You paid for that?
I paid $100,000 for her to go to school so she can get a good job and manipulate and go out there and what's the word I'm looking for here?
I don't really know where this is headed.
Get some stuff for her dad. So I paid $100,000. So I paid $100,000 for this damn shirt.
I'm not sure that's exactly how it works.
But if you pay for your kids to go to school and they get a job where they can get stuff for you, then that's you pay for
it. It's an investment. Well, you can maybe start to get some ROI
JP,
here.
Does it sound like JP hating?
No.
Per usual.
I'm the one trying to drive the money up on this
thing.
You
know what? I was going to say something. I was going to say something, but I'm not. It's Victory Monday, so I'm not.
Say whatever you want.
JP just hating because it's not cowboy colored. Yeah. See, I was going to let you. I was going to let you live.
I'm going to be very real.
I was going to let you live.
Jeff, I'm going to shut this down right now. I'm freaking tired. I was on a red eye. I'm not dealing with that BS today. I'm going to start cursing on the radio.
No, you're not.
Look me in the eye and see how serious I am.
Look me in the eye. Didn't I say I'm going to let you live?
I'm not,
and what you do? You
I'm
kept talking.
On, I'm going to walk. You...
Hey, man, listen. If we're going to be a group and we mess with each other, we're going to mess with each other. We can't sit up here and get upset if somebody mess with us. It happens all the time.
JP is not really upset. He may not really be upset. But all I'm saying is, I said I was going to let him live. He said, say it.
All right, man. Well, anyway, we're going to continue on with this show today. And I'm just going to say this. Jaden Daniels, the most accurate quarterback in the NFL at this point, all right? And I think that should be something that should be commended. I'm going to say something that I don't think many people think. The fact that we are going to keep moving forward, and when you look at him, there is something happening with the offensive line. The offensive line is playing absolutely great. And you got to give them credit, too, because when you get out on the football field, quarterback can't do it by himself. And I am watching some guys who are fighting their asses off out there on the field. Sam Cosby coming off the field was absolutely losing his mind, dog. And you watch Allegretti.
Allegretti.
Biotis. Coleman is a dog, bro. That's to me. And Wiley.
They were proven very right on Coleman being able to play.
People said what they want about Wiley from last year. The Wiley this year is not that guy from last year.
No. When all of them are better, and I think it starts in the middle with Biotis, like when their signals are better.
Badass.
When you're running the football. Yeah. I mean, they did not run the football last year. When you run the football and you have success with it, it helps a ton in getting everything else going.
It absolutely does.
Allegretti did have to get an x-ray after the game, but we talked to him in the locker room, said it was all good. said it wasn't a problem. I think that offensive line is playing so well. And it offensively, it's so night and day from last year. And I think a lot of it starts in the middle, man. When did they bench Gates last year? Week five, week six?
Week six. I wish it would have happened week one.
Well, I mean, they spent too much money to do it. I think it was – yesterday was such an impressive game from the O-line in particular. Mm-hmm. When you're able to run the ball – B, they were 9 of 12 on third down and racked up 29 first downs.
9 of 12 on third down, and so far this year they are 100% on fourth downs.
That's crazy. On the year?
It was 6 for 6.
Wow.
I think going into that game, 6 for 6.
That's crazy, man.
So, I mean, I told you I did the game with Howard and Hampton, and the coach was like, I'm not a post or punting. I'm just aggressive. And he was 91.7% getting it.
You know who else we haven't even mentioned yet, but especially considering how bad it's been?
Who?
How about the kicker? Seibert.
You know what? Like, when you don't mention the kicker, that means he's doing great.
For sure, but the fact that...
He is down the middle, though.
Dude, he was 7 for 7... And
seven
then
for seven.
Last
came
week,
back two. He had two left.
Is he 10
one
for
or 10? Two last week?
9 for 9.
He hadn't missed one.
I know. Right.
So
on fourth downs,
I will pull up our friend.
On fourth downs, they are 6 of 6. On third downs, they're 23 of 43.
I went over and talked to him at the beginning of the game. And I was like, "Man, hey, bro, good luck. Have a great game today." Thank you, sir. I said, "Please don't call me, sir."
Who? Seibert,
please don't call me, sir. Just say thank you and keep moving on. Because I instantly
went feel
from,
old.
I went from being cool to feeling like I was 75 years old.
I saw Izzo dapping you guys up afterwards.
Yeah,
he's got that special teams unit playing pretty well,
bro. They listen. The special teams are flying around, bro. And the thing I want, I will try to go out and say, if you are a true fan and you've been watching this thing a long time, think back to last year. And think about how things were, and think about this year. Unbelievable how they are attacking and playing with this energy all over the field. And, you know, Dan seems to have that calm, cool, collected type sense on the sideline. But that dude is fiery as hell, bro.
Well,
and when you hear the little press conference, not the press conference, the speech after the game, that's who he is. And you can see all those coaches and players are the same damn way.
Totally. And one of the reasons – I heard the Junks talking about this morning. You know, when DQ was hired, it was mixed reviews, right? But one of the reasons Peters and ownership had talked about was the staff they thought Dan would be able to put together.
Yeah.
And when you put together a staff, certainly money talks as part of it and new ownership. Like, to get Anthony Lynn and Ken Norton and Brian Johnson, like, to get all these dudes to come to Ashburn, you are paying them, right? Like, that's a factor. But they're not leaving good jobs, good situations to come here if they don't like the staff they're going to join.
Oh, yeah.
Cliff had options. I mean, if you read that 48 piece, he was thinking about staying in Thailand or whatever. You know what I mean?
When and I'm going to tell you, when he made the comment about the people he's working with now and how he can enhance his stuff. If he gets another head coach job, he's going to be ready. I think all that made a difference too.
Sure. And I think, but when you put that kind of staff together, I think people react and push, and not everything's going to be perfect. Yesterday, honestly, was the first day they kind of gave up a couple kickoff returns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing crazy, but Arizona had some decent field position, especially on that first one. But there's such a different intensity on a lot of these things. Even when the defense has not played well until yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but even when they weren't playing well, it was stuff they believed was correctable.
Yeah.
And I think that Cardinals offense at least has some explosive players. The Cardinals seem like an actual train wreck, I would say.
Well, I can tell you like this. Their fans.
They were gone. They were booing,
they
left.
But, like, something I talked to at the end of the game, they act like they're there if they're well, but if they're not, then they're an afterthought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think most cities have, like, the team that everybody cares about, and then there's, like, the rest of the teams in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Washington, it's the team everybody cares about no matter what is obviously the Bergen Eagle, mm-hmm. right? And then I think D.C.'s kind of a front-runner town. Whatever the good team is, people are into that. I think the Caps have their, like, hardcore base that exists because hockey, you know, they're just hockey fans. I don't know what it is in Arizona, but it ain't the Cardinals. Maybe they love the Suns out there or something, but
maybe they just love the sun.
They definitely love the sun. It is so hot out there.
When they said that this is not normal, they're not lying. I've been out to Arizona a lot during a football season. I've been out there in May. It's not that hot.
Yeah, I've been out there a bunch.
They said last week it was in the 80s.
Yeah. It was at it
is 116.
I think we got like July, August temperatures.
That day we were on the course, yeah. It was 116 tops.
I mean, they got the fact that those courses can look that good with that kind of heat.
Yeah,
is just
talking about we're going to take another shot at you. No, I'm not. 116, dude.
That was a hell of a round.
Yes, it was.
Shout out to me and Chick. Got the dub. Just picking up dubs all weekend. Where else you could pick a dub up, should you be interested, and I don't mean it that way. If you're looking to buy a car, check out our friends at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. They got 7 locations all over Northern Virginia, all the makes, all the models, everything you are looking for, plus great financing options. As things keep moving, these are the kind of folks you want to work with. I've bought cars there. Brian's bought cars there. Trust me, Oarsman Automotive is where you want to be, and a big part of it is that Oarsman Lifetime Edge.
Well, that Lifetime Edge, they make you feel special. They make you feel good, and that's why I send my friends over there, friends and family, to go get cars, because I believe if you're going to spend your money, they should treat you well. So if you get the Lifetime Edge, they're going to give you up to $1,500 in extras, including the complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance. They're going to give you a loan of cars with every major maintenance and a lifetime engine guarantee. And you know what? If you want to sell a car, go to Oarsman. They'll pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's very simple at Oarsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like they have done for myself and JP. We are beyond satisfied, and you will be too. So go to Oarsman's, and let's ride together.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Forever young, I want to be.
I mentioned this last night on TV, and it really stood out to me, Brian. This was such a prime letdown spot for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have the huge win Monday night.
Yep.
All of a sudden, everybody's talking about them. Jaden Daniels on every TV show you turn on.
Mm-hmm.
The same moronic TV shows that debate if the Chiefs are done because Rashee Rice is hurt. But all, you have young players beating a presumed Super Bowl contender. Then it's a short week. You're going on the road.
Yes.
You're traveling. You're practicing on the road.
Things are different.
Nothing's your normal routine.
Nothing is normal.
It was a prime letdown spot, and they came out and kicked the Cardinals' ass.
I'll say this. I traveled around. I rented a car so I could have access to wherever I wanted to go. And every time I would talk to people, they'd say, oh, yeah, I saw some of the Commanders players come through here. He said, man, they're very respectful young men. Made me feel good. Because, you know, when people are out for an extended period of time, you're sometimes worried what could go down. You know, and everybody that said that they had come through, they were respectful. You know, they handled the business, went back. So I say Dan and those leaders on that team, tip your hat, dog. Tip your hat.
They are running a good program. Now, how long does that last? You know, things could change quick in the NFL.
I think that, and I'm not talking about the winning and losing, but I think the way that they are, and we always use it sparingly, it goes from the top down. A lot of people start that top at the coach. Above the coach, you got classy people too.
Sure.
So I think that thing will go for a long time.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Lanfield just said, if you look at some of the moves Adam Peters has made, like the Dotson trade, signing Noah Brown, the draft picks, the fact if Coleman hits for you, and Johnny Newton's starting to give you a lot more, but mm-hmm. if Coleman hits for you and you get a left tackle in the third, Coleman looks like a hit. It is still super early, but they are at the quarter way mark. It's not like it's one game in. We're 4 games into the NFL season. It seems like it's gone quite fast, but, you know, 4 games in to be 3-1, It's pretty good, man. Like, yeah. When whoever went through their
75%, brother.
Whoever went through their preseason calculus of how many games they're going to win, I doubt many had the Bengals as a win.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I mean, dude, not that you want to get too far down.
Hell, if they look at the history, I doubt they had the Giants as a win.
True. If you just look at the history since they've gone to the 14-team playoffs, the three wild cards, seven NFC teams making the wild card, or three wild cards, seven teams making the playoffs, nine wins get you home. Like, you get to nine, you're pretty much getting in. So if they're 3-1, they got, what, 13 games left?
Yep.
You could go 6-7 down the stretch. And this doesn't look like a 6-7 ball club down the stretch.
Possibly.
Don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Cleveland's coming to town. Who knows what that is?
Yeah, and that Cleveland team, although they're not playing well, they're still a talented team. So I think our team can't worry about Cleveland or whoever else they play.
Agreed.
Got to worry about them and getting to the point where they know what they're capable of. You know, and if they keep pushing for that, you're going to see some good stuff happening.
We haven't talked to the boy. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Jeff, tell the world about your new scarf. I don't know. What are you calling that thing?
So these are the towels that I collected from going to the games. We got a Hail to the Commanders one, the HBCU Day, and a Latin American Day.
How good are you feeling right now, Jeff?
Oh, Jeff's head's about to explode.
I'm feeling good. Some wild stuff in that break.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good. Matter of fact, y'all, when I do my credit pie, y'all gonna see how good I'm feeling.
You gotta bring that in.
What you making
here.
Your credit pie out of?
Jeff's gonna need like 300%. You gotta come show on the stream whatever this collection of scarves is doing. Landville, how about you? You enjoyed the game, dude. They're 3-1.
I mean, it's great. I never expected that this would actually be happening to us. And
look at this thing. Landville, what do you think of Jeff's scarf-a-rama?
I mean, it's unusual. It's like, you know, in a prison movie when they're trying to build something where they can rappel out of the prison. That's what it looks like.
Hey, I don't think that can hold him up.
Watching the game, though.
He'll land right on his back. Pow!
Watching the game, I just noticed how different it feels watching this team. Like, during the Rivera years, whenever the offense did something good, it almost felt like it was an accident. And here, every time they get the ball, I just think there's a pretty good shot that they're going to end up scoring. It's almost to the point that I'm expecting them to score on every series. And that's just completely different from what we've been used to as fans, really, for the last 20, 25 years. It's pretty remarkable.
Dude, it is truly remarkable. They hadn't scored 42. They never scored 42 in the Rivera era.
Yeah.
That's 4 years they didn't go that high.
It was 2016 last time.
It was 2016. And they started scoring more but didn't win many of those games. So to win back-to-back in those scenarios, these Jaden numbers are absurd, dude. Daniels has an 82% completion percentage through four career games. That's the highest completion percentage of any quarterback through four games since Brady, 79.2 in 07.
And he's
by the way,
what?
He wasn't a rookie.
He's at what percent?
82.1.
Wow, that's 3% higher. Mm.
Dude, the 82.1% completion percentage is the highest by any quarterback in any four-game span since 1950. And I don't think a whole bunch of people were doing it pre-1950. I just don't think they have stats.
Yeah.
The numbers,
we didn't have a lamination back then, so we couldn't hold on to a lot of stuff.
Well, dude, honestly,
I'm saying I wasn't born then, though. I'm just joking.
Guys probably didn't pass enough that they had to install some sort of minimums on it. So otherwise it'd be like whoever Sid Luckman or whatever was 6 of 8. I don't know. Sammy Ball's numbers?
I don't know
enough about that era. But I know enough about the current era. And Jaden Daniels is playing at an absurd level. Absurd.
That is true, brother. That is true.
I guess the billion-dollar question is, can he keep that going? And my answer is, All signs point to yes. Like, I don't see the pitfall.
We're going to find out. I mean, the whole thing about it, listen, I know there's no guarantees in nothing, in sports or anything. But I know if you don't work at it, you won't get it. But I know if you work at it, you give yourself opportunity. And we know that he works at it.
Work makes the difference. Phone lines open when we return. 800-636-1067.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.